case you missed it the first time. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Hey, hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
I feel like every day I come in and say, Justin Bieber posted a post about depression yesterday.
He's
telling everyone to hold on, but he's depressed. I always said the people that post the most about mental illness are usually the ones struggling the most. At least that's the way I've been when I've posted about mental illness the most.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
That's when I'm struggling the most, right?
Yeah.
So I'm like, Justin Bieber, and he's been open about it.
Very.
So it's not like I want to beat him up, but it's like every day, it's like the post about stop beating me up. Get off social media.
Yeah.
That's your first tip on helping your mental health, dude.
The fact
that... it's like mental health 101 these days.
Yeah, you're telling people not to beat you up on social media while posting to social media about telling people not to beat you up. You're pretty much... you're asking for it because there's nothing but trolls everywhere.
And it's like, get off social media.
Yeah. So what did he post yesterday?
He wrote an emotional post on Instagram. Again, it's like the same thing. That's my point.
Groundhog Day.
It is Groundhog Day. It's like, don't stop fighting the battle. Don't stop fighting. The battle has already won. Fight for what you love and who you love. Don't let fear and anxiety win.
Amen.
Agree.
Yeah.
Agree. But it's like every day. And then he gets into an argument with somebody on social media. And then it's like another post. And like, I'm like, get off.
Or like post your poignant stuff and then like don't read the comments. You can post your stuff and not read the comments and let the trolls be the trolls. Because when you stop feeding the trolls, a.k.a. commenting back, the trolls go away. When you stop, you got to stop feeding the beast.
He's acknowledging. That's right. He's
exactly.
Feeding the beast. I agree.
You're Justin freaking Bieber. Who cares that Steve and Fond du Lac thinks you're a douche, you know?
Well, that's why I said some of these A-listers that are older have really figured it out. The Jennifer Anistons and the Brad Pitts have stayed off. And don't go read the crap on social media because they're older. Justin Bieber's right in the realm of they don't know anything but social media. They don't know how to get off it. We know how to get off it if we need to.
Well, without social media...
it's like their right arm when you're 25.
Yeah, without it, he wouldn't have his career. I mean,
exactly.
Without the internet and social media, there would be no Justin Bieber.
True. Is he afraid of being forgotten or something? What
you
is
know,
it?
I think no. I think this
or is
him
just pissed, and he's sitting at home bored.
No, I think with him posting the depression stuff, I think that's him being the most human and the most open he's ever been.
Yes.
What I don't like and don't think he should do, obviously, is that you know when you engage the trolls, like I said, you feed them, and then you're.
Listen to what he said. I mean, because this is like him taking shots at people. He went on to say, Justin Bieber, I hang my head in shame and I wallow in sadness about the people who have betrayed me.
Oh, I didn't know there was more of that to it.
He's holding on to... What is he holding on to?
I don't know, but he should have a therapist that he sees 3 times a day, not 3 times a week.
Yeah, and that therapist should say, get off Instagram.
Yeah, dude.
Go enjoy your Friday already.
Seriously, Biebs.
Oh, I don't know what to think of the poor kid.
I don't know, but I feel like
he's going to be in treatment like Selena Gomez was in no time and then like
no doubt.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. Riggs and Allie Rewind.
It's 103.7 Kiss FM. Happy weekend, everyone.
Friday up in this
booth. Yes, 5:40 a.m. Yes. Riggs and Allie, but Riggs is gone. It's just me and Gibbons today. So what's your good news for a Friday?
My good news on this Friday is this Friday night, I'm going to the Brewers game.
Oh, nice. Who are they playing?
They're playing the Mets.
Nice.
I got some friends coming in from out of town, from Seattle and L.A.
Yes.
Coming in here. They're doing a baseball weekend. They're going to be here here today, and then they're going to Chicago tomorrow to see the White Sox play. So they're doing a baseball weekend.
Did you see who I was hanging out with yesterday in the building?
No.
Travis Shaw's wife from the Brewers.
Oh.
You know, Travis Shaw, he's the third baseman. Well, they have a daughter with congenital heart disease.
I did know that.
And so his wife, Lindy, she's only one, their daughter. So his wife, Lindy, came in. I got to interview her about the Heart and Soul Walk at Miller Park in June.
Awesome.
And that's happening, oh my God, like a month and a half. I can't believe it's May already,
bro,
dude. It's freaking me out.
You and me both. I'm like, what the?
It's freaking me out.
Because it doesn't look like May. It doesn't feel like May, but it's May, dude.
Dude. Well, anyway, that's going to air on Sunday morning. But
awesome.
That interview. But that's cool. So you're going tonight.
I'm going tonight.
And your friends are going all weekend.
Yep.
And they're playing who again?
They're playing the Mets this weekend.
Oh, that's right.
And you know what the best...
Because Craig gave out tickets.
The best part about it, Allie?
What?
I didn't have to pay for tickets.
Well, that's
woo-hoo!
Awesome.
Yes.
That's awesome.
Good old Brewers game, baby. What's your good news?
I lost a pound. It's because I weighed in yesterday.
Uh-huh.
So lost another pound. And then my Dell's stop right after that went awesome on 27th Street. And then today I'll be out at World Finance. Get ready for the Wisconsin Dell season opener. Card stops are here.
Hell
4
yeah.
to 6. You can come by on your way home. I think it's on Highway 100 in West Allis. You can go on our website and look up the address. But
yep.
I'll be out 4 to 6 today giving out Dell's books, and you got to come early because people always come towards the end and they're all gone.
Come on, man.
We gave away over 500.
Dude, I stopped by your stuff.
I know. I didn't see you.
I got there way early, like super early. There were people that were in line from 10 a.m. I'm like, y'all are dedicated, like the real MVPs. You know what I'm saying?
And you don't need to do that.
No,
but I was like, some people that have, like, you know, work all day.
No.
Just come and, you know, it's like going to a movie early.
Yeah, you don't hang out for hours. You don't need to, but it's all about the journey.
We love it. We love it.
Good news.
There you go.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
103.7 Kiss FM.
I made Gibbons watch Love Me Like You Do, the video. I made him watch the scene from 50 Shades where he sweeps her off her feet and takes her on a helicopter.
Oh, my God. And so, it was, having never seen the movie, it was exactly how I envisioned the scene would have been.
I go, watch, the helicopter will take off and the song will get really loud. Love Me Like You.
Exactly.
So predictable, right?
Oh, my God, that's funny.
All right, so let's get into the local news about a local restaurant who has been shut down because of rodent infestation. And this restaurant is a famous one in Milwaukee. I mean, one of the most famous. Open for business Friday, May 3rd at 3 p.m. Thank you for your understanding. Now, again, this is Mater's on Old World 3rd.
And
it's been around forever.
Like, for like generations forever, right?
Very famous restaurant in Milwaukee.
And this is the second restaurant in that general area in the last couple of months because Rock Bottom
what
closed.
What was the other one?
Rock Bottom Brewery closed down right down the street from there.
From rodent infestation, too?
For the same reason. They closed and they reopened a couple days later. They closed again. I think now they're reopened, though. But
I wonder how that goes with like being on the river and like how that affects you. And
oh, I'm sure there's way like very adverse effects to being that close to the water.
I'd have to ask a bug person. I have questions.
Where are the bug people?
I have questions, but the owner, Victor Mater, said, we take this matter very seriously and are implementing the appropriate steps needed to properly and fully address the matter so we can reopen tomorrow.
So
Mater's is committed to providing its guests with a clean and safe eating environment. We apologize for any... You get the picture. Look, what were you going to ask?
No, I'm just... You said the guy's name was Victor Mater, and I'm just...
It's like the Mater family.
I was today years old when I realized that I didn't know they were like a generational family business. That's awesome.
Yeah, and they're German. Mm-hmm. And we went there for my birthday a few years ago, a group of us, and I wanted to go because I'd never been.
Yeah.
And I wanted to have like the German, like, you know, everyone's like, you got to go to Mater's. And it was okay.
You got so... You were in the middle of...
I traveled too much and had too much food that I was like, it's okay. I've had other German food.
You started talking, and then you put your hand on your chin.
Because I didn't want to say something mean when the poor business is going through this. How embarrassing. This is not going to help them.
You pondered... the way you did it, you
I feel
put
bad.
Your hand on your chin. You pondered for a second while looking down. You looked up at me. We made eye contact. You said... It was all right, you know, so.
I was trying not to beat the poor business up anymore. I didn't know what to say. Like, I did like my food there. What do you want me to say?
Well, the awkward pause said everything.
So Mater's will reopen today.
Oh, let's hope.
Let's hope that doesn't it doesn't follow them, though, because that's a problem. People get that in their head and they can't get it out. You know what I mean?
I'll tell you the truth. I've never been there. And I'm planning on taking my grandparents there when they come to town in a couple of weeks. Mm-hmm. So let's get open there. Let's get everything done. And June and Walt are going to love
think.
It.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Get ready to get really angry on a Friday if you care about animals at all. And we are big animal lovers on this show. We all have dogs. Get ready. So Janelle from Teen Mom, the most screwed up one, she has a crazy husband. It's okay if you don't watch the show anymore. I come in and out. I'm obsessed. I need to get caught up on the latest seasons. One thing I do know is Janelle never picks a good partner. And then she defends that partner like they're normal. She does things like get married, tell everyone how great it is. But there's nothing but reports around her usually of how the guy's abusing her or they're doing drugs. It's always something, right?
There's
never a good partner with her.
No.
Her mom was on. They were ready to kick Janelle. They already kicked the dude off the show. He can't even be on Teen Mom because of all his homophobic rants on Twitter, and MTV's Christ. Like, we're not having a homophobic dude. It's 2019, we're MTV.
But
we don't screw with the homophobic people anymore.
But he's not homophobic, she said.
Oh, no, he is. Uh-huh. And he's an idiot. And then there was a domestic violence report because she had called 911. We had the audio where she was crying saying he slammed her up against a wall. She thinks her arm's broken. I mean, all this stuff. Her mom, Barb.
Bob.
I see you with Kiefer.
Barb from Teen Mom.
Oh, I love
she
that
has
impression.
Always said that Janelle's husband is abusive and crazy, and they've always denied it. Ugh. Well, this guy went outside and shot their dog in the woods because the dog nipped at his 2-year-old. So
what the?
They said that apparently it was her French bulldog, and the dog must have nipped at the 2-year-old, which is their kid together. By the way, they have at least two. She's an idiot she's up to 4 kids now with all these losers, like all guys like this who were either not around, abusive, or on drugs.
Janelle, Jesus.
All of the fathers. It's disgusting, right?
Ugh.
Get your crap together.
Yeah, dude.
And stop going on TV and saying everyone else is after you when you're making all these horrible choices. I mean, we saw the one where she chased the guy down a country road and the guy whipped out a gun or something. The whole thing was insane. That was all on Teen Mom.
With her, she whipped out the gun with the guy son riding shotgun the whole time.
It's like one of those people that just cannot make a good decision. Their children have no business being with them. They need to be with the grandparents until they can figure it out.
There are thousands, probably millions of people just like that in the country, but they don't have an MTV show where there's cameras following them around everywhere, and she's supposed to be setting an example for, I'm getting
worked
up.
And then she goes, Mom, you took my kids away. Yet, look at what she has a husband who's taking a dog outside. It says, he took the dog, beat the dog against the deck a few times, and then took him into the woods and shot him, the French bulldog, because the dog nipped at his 2-year-old. That's what the story is. And he admitted it. And then Jesus. They weren't going to do anything about it, but there was so much pressure from the public. Like, I guess the animal cruelty hotline was getting so many phone calls that they had to go back to the house and be like, okay, where's the dog? Is the dog alive? Do you have papers? Where's the corpse? We'll figure out what to do from here. So now, and they said animal control had to leave Janelle and this guy's property from Teen Mom.
Oh,
because,
my God.
Because the guy, I've seen him scream at people and say, get off my property, and he whips out guns. He's insane.
Dude.
He's insane. He's just an idiot. And these people have all this money.
Mm-hmm.
It's unbelievable.
If there's anything worse than a racist bigot who beats his wife, racist, homophobic bigot who beats his wife and
kills his dog.
There's someone who does that and then kills a dog. Like, there's a special place in hell for this guy.
He's sick. And, you know, Janelle's mom has always screamed on the show that he is abusive and Janelle needs out. And Janelle's like, no. And then they want to know why they won't let the kids go over there.
Dude, okay.
How many families is this in America? That's the sad part.
So many, I'm sure.
It's like, we can't let the kids go over there because the dude's gonna,
Let me do a little Teen Mom throwback.
Yeah.
Back in the day, and I'm not asking yet for the Barb impression from you. It's coming, though. Back in the day, Janelle dated a guy named Kiefer. Who Barb hated. Do you think...
Everybody hated Kiefer.
Do you think now, in hindsight, Barb wishes she would have stayed with Kiefer? Okay, so this...
No. Gibbons, there are scenes that were on TV from Teen Mom with Kiefer and Janelle passed out on heroin.
Oh, like, Christ.
Like, they're literally filming them as they're passing out. So, I don't think that Kiefer is... if one thing, they're keeping it real.
True. Okay, now, I heard Barb was asked for comment on this story. And what did Barb have to say about it?
She said, I see you with Kiefer! Hi. You're all high.
There it is. Yes. I have to have it on a Friday
morning.
Anyway,
look, whether you watch Teen Mom or not, if you're not disgusted by that the guy took... Janelle's husband takes the dog out, shoots it. I mean, it's unbelievable. This guy's insane.
Very much so. Ugh, he needs help.
Next.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. Riggs and Allie, rewind.
Nothing like Allie making it awkward, because that's the way I roll and I just don't know when to stop. The diarrhea of the mouth.
What'd you say? What didn't I say, Gibbons?
What didn't I say to make it awkward yesterday when I was out for my Wisconsin Dells stop? I was out. We give away these Wisconsin Dells season opener cards. They're insane.
Hell yes.
We give away 500 at a time. They always are all gone in the 2 hours. People don't believe it. They always want to know what people are lined up for. I'm like, they're lined up for Wisconsin Dells Bucks because they're a hell of a deal.
A deal at twice the price.
Oh, my God. There's all these things you can do for free with them. A lot of people don't really understand what they are. But, throw me the book.
Get out of my head.
Throw me the book, yeah. So we have a book. We have one in here, and, you can go. There's all these free admission to things if you get one of these. Noah's Ark.
Boom.
Mount Olympus, the outdoor water park. Tommy Bartlett Show. And then there's cheap admission to other stuff, right? And then there's cheap lodging, camping. So these books are a big hit. People come get them. They're good in the month of June in the Dells, and only Kiss FM has them. Okay?
And did you mention they're free?
They're free, right. Mm-hmm. So we give them out every year.
Yes. Wait,
all the stops are on our website. I'll be out again today from 4 to 6 at World Finance in Stalas. But this is not the point.
Oh, God. what'd you do?
So yesterday I'm out of energy assistance on 27th Street giving away books. And I walk in and I've, of course, lost a lot of weight since I've been there. It was a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
I walked in and they always have a police officer there, right? Just to make sure nothing gets out crazy. We never have any problems. And I walked in and it's the hot cop. Do you remember the hot cop?
I do remember the hot cop.
Young, one that you were like... African-American, really good looking. And I walked in and I remember going, "Ooh, you're a hot cop." And then I was hitting on him that day.
You creeped on him from across the room and took pictures of him and stuff and sent them.
I put him on Snapchat. I said, "Everyone, check out the hot cop."
So you run into your man yesterday.
I walk in yesterday and it's hot cop. And he goes, "Oh," and I go, "Hey," and he goes, "Do you remember me?" And I go, "Yeah, you're hot cop. How could I forget you?"
Mm-hmm.
And he starts laughing. I go, "Hot cop, I will never forget you."
Never.
So I said, "I remember I Snapchatted about you a couple of years ago. You're still hot cop." And he goes, "You look different." And I go, "Well, I lost about 140 pounds. He goes, "Whoa." And he's just staring at me, right?
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, "See you later, hot cop." And I walk off, right?
Hold on. My, how the tables have turned, Allison. Because I remember not that long ago, you were treating this man who was just there trying to do his job like a piece of meat. And you were going, "Hey, hot cop." And you were Snapchatting him. And now
Well, that didn't stop yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Because I did the whole stop. And then afterwards, they were like, "Allie, you're going to get another picture with hot cop?" I go, "Sure." And this is where the awkwardness ensues. You know, I don't know how to keep my mouth shut.
Oh, God. What'd you do?
So we go up and I'm like, "Come on, hot cop." And then there's some woman standing next to him.
Are you literally calling him a hot cop?
Yes, I don't know his name. I just call him hot cop. Right?
Okay.
And there's a woman standing next to him and she's really pretty and she's talking to him. And then all of a sudden I go, "Wait, are you his wife?" You see, it gets more and more awkward.
Oh, my God.
And she goes, "No." And I go, "Oh, thank God."
Oh, my. Dude, my palms are sweating right now.
I've been jokingly hitting on him since I got here. And if you're his wife, this is going to be really awkward because I don't know anything about this guy that he's good looking, right?
Hold on. You haven't been jokingly...
He could be a psychopath for all I know.
And you're not jokingly hitting on him since you've been there. You've had a years-long fantasy about this hot cop.
Oh, stop it.
Oh, no. I won't stop it. You're being real.
Let me just tell you how much more awkward it gets. So then I'm making more jokes because, you know, like I'm feeding off the awkwardness, which is making it worse.
Yeah.
So everybody's like, "Come take a picture." So me and him take a new picture. I go, "Do you want to put our faces together on one of those websites and see what our kid would look like?"
Jesus.
If we merged up? You see what I'm saying?
Owie.
I am so awkward. And everyone's laughing. And I'm like, he's probably ready to cringe.
Yeah.
So then I'm leaving. And one of the guys we work with has the balls to say,
"Oh, no.
You know, Allie's single," to the guy. I'm like, whoa.
Bro.
Now we're going too far. Allie was having fun with this.
But are we going too far?
Yes.
Yes.
You know how like men hit on women, but you really, really, really want to sleep with him?
Yeah.
So like... women can hit on men, and I can think you're like the guy's hot or you're hot, but that doesn't necessarily mean I truly want to sleep with you. Men are so much more sexual. Do you see what I'm saying?
But Allie, what? This guy isn't Bob from Cudahy. This is hot cop.
First of
who
all,
you've called hot cop
stop
for
trying
years
to make
now.
It more awkward. I'm already talking about how awkward it was. Stop. And like I've talked about this guy for years. Knock it off, Gibbons.
You had your fantasy. You
now this
saw
guy's
him.
Gonna really think I've been dreaming about him for years and years and years, and I've met him twice. Okay?
You said it, not me, because you remembered him from. Years
so
previous.
Our coworker's like, "She's single now," and I'm like, "Slow it down." So I turn to the guy and I go, "Hey," I go, "I have a 5 and a 7-year-old. Isn't that sexy?" So I make it more and more.
Oh my!
Do you
what
see
in
how
the-
I'm trying to like? Defuse the awkwardness at this point.
Yeah.
Because it's so far beyond. And I'm like, they're really going to think that I am like out of control, in love with this guy. And now now I've made it so awkward.
Mm-hmm.
So then.
Oh, man. But wait, there's
so
more.
Then our coworker who just threw me under the bus by going, "Allie's single, you know."
Yeah.
Then I keep talking and he goes, "All right, Allie," he gives me the nick say on the talking.
Oh, so wait.
So
he cuts you off from
the guy who had said to the cop, "Allie's single," is now telling me, "Shut up, you're making it awkward."
Oh,
and I'm like, "Oh my gosh, you can't make up this day, dude." I just have to stop. Talking. Why am I the queen of awkwardness, dude?
Allie, I wish I had an answer for that. I don't know why, but...
I took a picture with the guy and I said, "Do you want to go merge our faces together on a website and see what our kid would look like?" I mean, who says that? I'm insane, dude. Give me help now. If I'm not here on Monday, I'm getting treatment for being a weirdo.
Allie, I mean, coming from me, you are a weird, weird bird, okay? My God.
Awkward.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
It's 103.7 Kiss FM. Yes, Justin. Yes, honey. Mm-hmm. I still dream about seeing you in September at the Pfizer. It was good stuff. It's 103.7 Kiss FM. 657 or 658. We got to change that clock, Gibbons. I don't like giving people a minute off because when you're 2 minutes from work and you need the two minutes and you need to know, it is 658 right now.
Step on the gas. If you got to be somewhere by 7, step on the gas, bro.
And if you're sitting in the parking lot playing in your purse like I would be at this point, get it together and run inside.
You only got 2 more minutes to waste, y'all. That's right?
So people are going to love this and people are going to hate it. I don't care which side you're on, but here's what's happening. The mayor wants to expand the streetcar by 2 miles before the DNC comes so that it expands all the way to Wisconsin Avenue where the convention center is.
Yes.
The streetcar got built. Everybody made fun of it, including me, and now I think it's really cool. And I went down there and I went, okay, this does make Milwaukee a lot cooler.
Truth.
I admit it. So you can say what you want, but if you're not going to build infrastructure and you're not going to build, you know, if you're not going to build keep up, then nobody's your city's not going to be a place where people want to visit.
Listen,
get revenue, you know? You got to do stuff to it.
I don't usually quote A Field of Dreams, that movie, yeah. A Field of Dreams, yeah. But they said in that movie, I'm probably going to get the quote wrong exactly, but
yeah.
If you build it, they will come. This is kind of like the DNC.
They're already going to come here,
but we're going to build it. But you know what I was saying.
Well, and you know, somebody posted, do you think that the DNC should let the bars stay open?
For the area, not even just the city, for the area.
It's
why would you say no?
Millions and millions and I can't even explain to you the amount of money that the city will pull in from this.
Dude,
this is just a weekend alone. Who cares if you're a Democrat or Republican or nothing?
Seriously,
just be happy
though.
About the millions of dollars we're going to get. Yeah.
And they're talking about the streetcar expansion. Do you hear what the Bucks are doing today on the streetcar?
What are the Bucks doing?
The Bucks are in Boston tonight for game three or game four of the series, but Bango is here. Bango, mm-hmm. The Bucks mascot's here, and he's going to be riding the hop from 11 o'clock this morning to 1 o'clock this afternoon, right?
2 hours, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Stopping all over town. They're going to have a bunch of free Bucks swag, and from what I've heard, they're going to have tickets to game five.
They're giving away tickets on the streetcar today?
They're giving away tickets on the streetcar today from 11 to 1.
It's not like it's not that you could totally... Go to all the stops, right?
Look for
the streetcar is long, but...
Look for the streetcar with Bango in it. Bango's going to have some Bucks swag and maybe Bucks tickets.
Cool.
I'm just saying, that's pretty awesome, right?
Well, they want to extend the streetcar. We'll see if it gets approved before the Democratic National Convention. But he said that he wants to add 2 miles and then it will help people get around while they're here for that convention. So I say if you've got the event coming, use that event as the reason to expand and then you'll get more events.
Evolution.
See what I'm saying?
Get more events, more wins, more money. Major key. Yep.
5 streetcars we have so far, 18 stations.
Oh, man. Bring more. We need more.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. In case you missed it the first time, this is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
All right. So, I mean, you can't even stop with this Jussie Smollett case. It just won't go away. Oh, my God. And then,
God.
You know, when you Google Jussie Smollett, you find the funniest t-shirts now about the scam.
Really?
It's like t-shirts about the Jussie Smollett scam.
Oh, dear Lord.
It's like scam likely, Chicago, Illinois, and it's Jussie Smollett calling on an iPhone. Like, they're so funny, dude. Anyway, there was more coming out, though, about the case because now the judge in the case is recusing himself, which means taking himself off of the case to get out of possibly having any conflicts of interest or in trouble because...
Oh, no.
You know why the judge had to recuse himself?
Why did the judge have to recuse himself, Allie?
Because his son works for the prosecutor, Kim Fox, who's now in trouble for sending text messages about... I mean, you can't even... This is so...
I got to call
no
a timeout real quick.
No wonder people scream the city of Chicago is screwed up. Like, I keep more and more peeling the onions, you know?
Wouldn't the judge know before yesterday that his son worked for the prosecutor who's got, like, wouldn't that already...
Well, obviously.
I know.
Obviously. And they said the judge was getting a little testy when people were asking him to recuse himself.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, so it's been an ongoing thing. Okay.
Yeah, and you know, there's a lot of, like I said, the Jussie Smollett stuff, it's like so much crap in one place, basically.
Yeah, dude.
But they had a hearing on a request for a special prosecutor in the case. And then that quickly turned from being about Jussie Smollett to the judge.
And this is the civil case, right? Because the criminal case, he's already, those charges were dismissed. This is to get the money back they spent on the investigation for this alleged hate crime, using air quotes.
I mean, they basically said that if Kim Fox, the state's attorney, has to be called as a witness, okay? She's the one that is the Cook County, you know, the prosecutor.
Mm-hmm.
If she has to be called as a witness, it's a huge problem because this judge's son works for her.
Totally. So
and
then
it does.
Be sweet.
I agree. So get a new judge. I'm fine with it. Like, what are we arguing about? Next.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
But it does smell a little fishy when you have all these people intertwined. Like, the judge should have no connection to any side of the case. I'm sorry. None.
And when you,
none.
And when
your
you see, though,
on the prosecution, you gotta go.
And you see that it's in Chicago, which is only like the most corrupt city
I
mean,
I don't know that. That's what everybody
says. Based on what I've read. Okay. Based on things
based
I've
on
read.
Everything we've read.
Yes.
I don't want to talk about like it was firsthand.
Very true. Very true.
Now, I'm not defending Jussie.
No.
Jussie can go somewhere and pay the money back and stop denying everything because it doesn't look like he's going to make it back to Empire anyway.
Oh,
sounds
man.
Like they're not. They would. I don't think they're going to bring him back.
No.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. Riggs and Allie. Rewind.
It's 103.7 Kiss FM. Good morning.
Good.
It's time for...
You know what time it is.
You know what time it is.
Dad Joke Friday! Bad Joke Friday!
Yep. Let's see who's going to win today. Me and Gibbons.
Oh, just the two of us.
Just the funniest two people in the world.
You're damn right.
Which means you're not going to laugh at all during Dad Joke Friday.
Yeah, we're very funny to ourselves, not exactly to other people.
We crack ourselves up, okay?
Yeah.
Now, all right, so we got our judge. Sydney is on the phone. Hello, Sydney.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. And you have Heidi and Seth in the car with you. Who are those people to you?
My mom and my brother.
Can they hear us or no?
No.
Oh, that's okay. You can laugh. They don't have to laugh. I don't know if you're on Bluetooth or your phone. But if you think the joke is funny, you laugh. Whichever one of us gets three laughs first wins. And don't laugh if you don't think it's funny.
Okay.
Okay? All right, Sydney, what city are you calling from?
Milwaukee.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. All right. Gibbons, I was not here last week, was I? Was I here? What? No,
you were
I was
not here.
Here
last week.
I can't remember when I was off.
You might have been here.
I was here last week.
You know what?
Welcome to summer when you don't know what the hell's going on anymore.
Amen.
I was here. I don't know who won. I did.
I'll be a gentleman here, okay? Ladies first. Allie, deliver your first dad joke on this lovely morning.
Are you claiming I won?
No, I'm being a gentleman. You didn't win. I'm being a gentleman.
Okay, Sydney, here we go. Here's my first joke.
Okay.
Is Google a man or a woman?
I don't know.
It's a woman because she doesn't let you finish your sentence without making a suggestion.
Oh, dude. Okay. I don't want to... You know what?
No. 1 point for me. Where's my ding?
I am not worried.
Ding this.
You know what? You want a ding? How about that? Is that a little nice
Thank
little
you.
Ding for you? All right.
Yeah. All right.
Let me bring in the heat here.
All right, Gibbons, you're up for Dad Joke Friday. Sydney's on the phone. She's our judge. Go ahead.
All right. What happens when frogs park illegally?
I don't know.
What?
They get towed. Nothing.
But I'm bummed.
Nothing. Oh, man, it's going to be a long day for me. Jeez Louise.
So after I win today, it's going to be a good thing that the doctor prescribed me anti-gloating cream because I can't wait to rub it in. Nobody got it.
I didn't know it was set up to a joke. I thought you were just dragging.
Yeah, I know. You were ruining my joke with all your nonsense over there.
Story of my life.
I've been prescribed anti-gloating cream. I can't wait to rub it in. That's the joke. I didn't get a laugh. Move on.
All right. Where do you learn how to make ice cream?
Where?
At Sunday school. Boom! I didn't think that was that funny. She's laughing at that one. Okay.
It's hard because you read them and then you say them out loud and they're different. They're funny.
Very true.
Some are funnier when they're written down and some are funnier, you know.
Mm-hmm. All of mine are funny. Thank you very much.
So my son wanted to know what it's like to be married. So I asked him to leave me alone. And when he did, I asked him why he was ignoring me. Why am I cracking myself up?
You know what? I forget that I'm allowed to laugh now, but I don't want to laugh.
Know,
I don't want to laugh.
Don't acknowledge my jokes.
Yeah, I don't want to make Sydney laugh, but that was a good one. I am shocked Sydney didn't laugh.
Sydney's not married. She would have laughed if she was married.
Mm-hmm.
That's funny.
All right. My next joke for Dad Joke Friday.
Yes.
Dad Joke Friday. How do you spell candy with just two letters?
How?
C and Y. You gotta spell it out. It's a spelling joke. C A N D and
Oh, I didn't get that at all. Man. And I don't think Sydney did either. All right, my turn.
Okay.
Sydney, when I become a superhero, I'm going to be called Ironic. So when there's trouble and I'm running away, they'll shout, "Isn't that ironic?"
Damn it!
I know. Yo, I love that joke. Isn't that ironic?
I hate when your jokes are on point. You're making me giggle. The jokes aren't what's making Sydney laugh.
Man.
It's my laugh and your laugh making her laugh.
No. Right. 2 points, Allie. Do you have 1 point?
I have 1 point, so I need to make a funny one here. Okay. What do you call a dinosaur that crashes his car? Tyrannosaurus Rex. His car.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Damn.
We understood.
I tried to add a little bit to the end to try to make it funny, and of course it didn't work because I'm just not a funny guy.
My turn.
This could be the game deciding point here. You got 2 points. One more lap, and you're the winner.
Why is 16 always full?
I don't know. Why is 16 always full?
Because it ate and ate. 8 plus 8. Never mind. Damn, it didn't go over too well. Man, my jokes suck on a Friday. All right, Gibbons, go.
Okay, what kind of music do mummies listen to?
I don't know.
Rap music, of course. Okay, hey. This has now become a major competition.
Now,
because before it was 2 laughs to none, you were up. Now it's 2 laughs to 2. The next laugh wins. Dad joke Friday.
Yes.
Dad joke Friday.
All right, here I go.
Don't laugh.
I just got the job as the senior director of the old McDonald farm. I'm now the CIEIO.
Oh, man. Allie's the winner.
Our intern's gone, Jack. Finals are over. We lost him. I'll get the trophy myself.
Oh, yeah. You get the trophy yourself. You keep on gloating.
That was a close one.
I guess.
Sydney, thank you so much today for calling in to be our judge.
Oh, man.
Thank you.
And tell Heidi and Seth we said hello.
Okay.
And have a great day.
Allie, you have won the trophy this week for Dad Joke Friday.
Yes.
Dad Joke Friday.
Just here, Batman.
Just this week and this week only. Damn.
Not just this week, brother.
I know.
I've won quite a few times.
I hate it when you win.
It's Kiss FM.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
We got to do hell to the nah, Gibbons. Because wait till I tell you what happened to me yesterday.
Bro, what went down?
It's always something.
Oh, what'd you do?
Do you remember like a week ago when I told you I pulled into Starbucks to get an iced tea?
Yes.
And then somebody had paid for me ahead of me.
Yes.
And I was like, oh, that's so nice. And my drink was only $3.
Yep.
And then I said, well, let me pay for the person behind me. But it was $10. And I went, ooh. So I said, I'll do it. I got pissed. I said, hell no.
I distinctly remember,
I said, I'll
yes.
do it. But I don't want to mess up my karma.
Yeah, so you did it. So your karma's all good,
okay, yeah.
right?
Week later, pull up to Starbucks, need an iced tea, middle of the afternoon, unsweetened. That's right, I love it.
Hell yeah.
Go ahead and send your text to 71037. I got beat up last time for loving unsweetened tea.
Shame
I don't care.
Shame on you.
Pull up. My $3 drink again, Gibbons.
Yes.
Has been paid for by the car ahead of me. This must be like a thing at Starbucks, right?
It is.
And
totally.
Nonstop.
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh my gosh, that's so kind. Well, let me pay for the car behind me.
And then
he says the total is $10.54.
Come on, dude.
And I went, how come every time somebody pays for me, some dummy behind me ordered 6 gigantic drinks that have 7 pounds of whipped cream on them that cost $12? Why?
Seriously.
Why can't you get one drink like me? So I say to the guy, I make the
with the that exact yep.
Because I don't, and he goes, I go, I'll pay for it. He goes, are you sure? It's really, you don't have to. And I said, if I don't pay for the car behind me, my karma's screwed. So
exactly.
Twice in 1 week, I have gotten my Starbucks paid for and then had to pay 7 extra dollars for somebody else's.
Yikes.
If that's not a hell no, I don't know what is. Trying to keep your karma by getting screwed.
Well, listen, while you're over there having your Starbucks issues, I've got a logistical nightmare on my hands,
oh,
okay?
No.
In theory, I have an awesome Friday plan.
Yeah.
I've got friends coming into town from Seattle, Washington, from Los Angeles, California, and we're going to the Brewers game.
Wait, they're all... How many friends do you have?
I have two friends from Seattle, one friend from L.A., and they're both
staying with you?
No, they're staying at a hotel, but they're coming into town for the game,
just
right?
To see you or to come to the the game.
For the game,
oh,
not just I'm an added bonus, right?
Got it.
Totally cool in theory, right? Until you realize that the game is at 7 o'clock. Their flight lands on the ground at 6:20. 6:20 for a 7 o'clock game.
Allie, what were they thinking?
And then they have to go rent a car. And then...
That takes like half an hour.
And then they're going to go check into the hotel.
No, they're not. And, well, then they're not going to go to the game.
So
what's wrong with these people?
What they said to me was, so, like, do you want us to email you your ticket and we'll meet you at the game? Oh. And I said, yeah, do that, because I don't think you're going to make the game.
No, and you're missing the tailgating and all the good part. You're missing the best part of the Brewers game.
You know what they told me? The ticket can't be emailed. You're going to have to wait for us and find us outside of the stadium. Because I'm going, you know me, I'm going down there and I'm going to tailgate and I'm going to have a half a load on trying to find my friends through 40,000 people probably halfway through the game.
I can't, they didn't, were you really blunt with them that this is a bad idea?
100%.
Wow.
And they were like, it's the only way we can get in. And I was like, well, have fun seeing maybe an inning of the game.
Going to the hotel is a mistake.
I told them that.
Get your car and go straight to the park.
But we can't. We don't want to leave our stuff in the car. I said, it's the Brewers game. No one's going to break into your car.
Why would you buy tickets for? And your plane gets in at 6:20? Because if you get delayed, you've wasted all your money. That is a waste. I have questions.
Bro,
I have so many questions.
I will answer
your... Are they going to another game tomorrow?
Yes, they're going... Not here. Oh, not here, though.
Oh.
They're going... Okay, so...
Oh, well, then they're missing the whole experience of Miller Park.
They live in Seattle and L.A., but they're originally from Boston and New York.
Yeah.
So they're going to the game in Milwaukee tonight to see the Mets play.
Yeah.
And then they're going... They're going to a game, yes. And
Chicago
then tomorrow in Chicago
something.
To see the Red Sox play. So that's why they're doing it. They're probably going to miss the game. And then,
they should have come early to Milwaukee. They're going to be sad they left here because we're more fun.
Yeah, and I don't even have my ticket. I'm going to end up going to Miller Park, paying for parking and not getting into the game.
Yeah. Take the bus. You can take a bus straight out of Stallus to Miller Park. Costs you $2. My friends do that from downtown. They take the bus straight there.
I was going
to
take a shuttle from a bar, which is free. But
there
then,
you go.
But then, I'm going to be drunk and I got to find the trolley
after
the
fact. You're going to be drunk anyway, Givens.
Nah, you know me so well. You
go
know
Brewers,
me so
go
well.
Bucks. That's hell the way I feel.
To the,
happy
yeah.
weekend, right? Mm-hmm. You got a hell to the gnaw?
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. Riggs and Allie, rewind.
Even if you have just gotten out of bed, he can get inside of your head. Gibbons the Great will not dilly-dally. Not here he is with Riggs and Allie.
Oh. I don't even know what your record is. What is it?
41-9, you bumbuck.
Yeah, we'll see about that. He thinks he knows who you're thinking of just by asking yes or no questions. Let's go.
Oh, yo, I'm over here, and I'm back up in here. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood, and I'm ready to stomp a bumbuck lot.
Good luck.
Oh, who this be? You be talking now.
All right, girl, you think you're going to stump him? He's here. You ready?
Yes, go
All
for
right.
it.
All right, go for it. Gibbons agree.
All right, let me ask you, are you thinking of someone that really exists?
Yes.
Perhaps you've got an adult man on your mind.
Perhaps.
Maybe you're thinking of a creator of music.
No.
Could this be someone who plays in a team sport?
Possibly, yes.
Maybe you're thinking of a basketball player.
Yes.
Has this person that you're thinking of, this basketball player, ever been in an all-star game?
No.
Is this someone who plays in the Western Conference?
No.
Are you thinking of someone who usually wears the color green?
Yes.
Is this someone with Greek origins?
Yes.
Oh, you need me say no more. Let me clear up my crystal ball.
Dang, that was quick.
Me know who it is, but me got a little beef with the other lady on the line here, because you're thinking of the Greek freak, Giannis Antetokounmpo, right?
Yes.
Yes.
But hold on, me asked you earlier if this person was an all-star, and you said no, 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 but yes, yes, yes.
Yes.
Him not only an all-star, last year him the leading all-star vote-getter, it was Team Giannis. Team
yes.
Giannis. How you not going to know him an all-star? Not only an all-star, him going to be the MVP this year. I'm sorry, you can't be saying the Greek freak not an all-star. You got me going.
Oh, Gibbons the Great's all worked up.
Oh, man.
There you go, see?
You tried and you failed.
Now
have a good weekend, you bumbleclot.
Oh, man, well, go Bucks,
go
right?
Bucks!
Go Bucks.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
It's 103.7 Kiss FM. a.m. Riggs and Allie. Why did you tell me not to look? You have a gift for me? I look down.
Yeah.
I don't know what you're doing over there.
We played the song. I said, Allie, I need you to look away. Don't look at me. Don't stare at me. Just don't
said,
look at
fine,
me.
Fine, Gibbons. I'll take a nap. You know I'm down for that. I put my head down.
All right. So there is a new hobby in the Gibbons household.
Uh-oh.
And by a new hobby, I mean my girlfriend said, I'm thinking about doing this. And I said, all right, you go right ahead. Mm-hmm. So my girlfriend looks at me and she says, I'm thinking about making soap. And I went, we have soap in the shower right now. We've got soap all over the place.
Yeah.
And she was like
to sell?
No. She just wants
to make it as a
hobby, make soap. So,
okay.
So we spent last weekend getting giant.
Was she on Pinterest too long or something and got inspired?
I think it was a Pinterest thing.
This is what
happens.
Yes. Women go to work, they're bored. They sit on things like Pinterest. They go, I'm going to make that recipe later. I'm going to make this later.
So we spent last weekend grating, like cheese, grating up bricks.
Wait, you actually did it?
Oh, just you wait.
This sounds not fun. Wait, why? Okay, so she just wanted to do it to be creative.
Yeah,
or
she's been talking about it for like a month. And then
to
last
save
weekend,
money,
she was like, she thinks it'll be a money saver and it'll be better for our bodies and for the environment as a whole, right?
Okay.
So we spent last weekend grating up bricks of goat milk or goat soap or goat cheese, something that came from a goat that we were going to be able to use for the soap, right?
Okay.
And then we melt up this goat stuff.
This sounds gross.
And my girlfriend mixes up not one fragrance, not two, not three, like six or seven different types of fragrances for the soap. And then you take them.
Well, that's good. That'll help your skin.
Totally. Totally will. It's
seven fragrances? Isn't that why they put fragrance-free on stuff?
Well, no, it's seven. These are natural things like cucumber or like fresh rain.
Oh, that
or
makes
like,
more sense.
Or like tea tree. So, Allie, what I'm telling you as a gift is really...
Oh, my God. Are you going to give me soap?
You are our guinea
I'm gonna
pig.
I'm going to drop it.
I would like to... Oh, don't drop the soap,
don't
Allie.
Don't drop the soap!
I would like to present to you...
Oh, my God. You guys really made soap.
A big-ass bag of sample soaps. I told you they were a gift. They are a gift.
Are
but
you guys starting a business? What's going on?
Nope. We're just having fun. A new little hobby. We're making soaps. She made me a beard thing, a shaving cream thing for when I shave, and I'm all cleaned up here.
Oh, the cucumber smells good.
Uh-huh. And
yeah.
It works good, too. There's like all
Can
these
I
different
keep
types.
It real, though?
Please.
I don't want to use soap made by you at your house.
Why
that,
not?
That grosses me out. I don't know, Gibbons. I love you. I'm proud of you, but I don't want this soap. Am I a jerk? You can text in to 71037. I'm like, there's something about homemade soap I'm not interested in. Like, I'm okay with my dub. I really think this smells good.
Uh-huh.
The cucumber smells like money.
Uh-huh.
But I'm not gonna use this. You know that.
I didn't think you would, okay?
Yeah, okay.
I swear
okay.
to God, I didn't
okay.
think you would.
Well, then you do know me, because I'm being honest. Thank you.
And on Monday.
Jerk. Thank you for the gift. I'm not gonna use this. Do you want it back?
It's now Friday, right?
Yeah.
On Monday.
Did you tell your girlfriend I wasn't gonna use it? No?
On Monday, my girlfriend goes, you didn't take, because I left, the soap was sitting on the counter. It's been sitting on the counter since Monday. Monday morning, my girlfriend's like, you didn't take the soap into Riggs and Allie.
Oh, you were embarrassed.
No, not embarrassed. I was like, oh, I forgot it, because I did. And on Tuesday, she was like, hey, you didn't take the soap in for Riggs and Allie. And I was like, I forgot it. And then by Wednesday, I realized, I don't know if Allie, I thought for sure that Riggs, I'll tell you, honestly, I thought for sure Riggs wouldn't use it.
No
I
way
thought,
Riggs will. Riggs
I thought
is never
going
to use your homemade soap. Well, I'm more down to earth than Riggs.
Very much
Riggs
so.
Riggs is much more ritzy than me. Let's be, I'm much more grounded in that sense.
And, but
he's like, I need my products.
But this soap, seems super ritzy.
Oh, I don't like the tea tree smell.
I thought the tea tree smelled awesome.
But I do love, like, the cucumber smells really good.
Mm-hmm.
The grapefruit lemon smells good. They smell good, but it's nothing. Well, it is personal, I guess, because nobody that makes me soap am I using it.
It's nothing personal against you, but I don't think your house is cleanly enough for me to use the soap.
I've been given homemade soap by people, and I won't use it. I don't know why. It's. I'm cleaning my body with something you made in your house. I can't.
So you would rather clean your body with something that was made from a factory
yes.
that you don't know what
yes,
was put in it.
I would.
You don't know what happened to it. You know
yes.
exactly from start to finish, aside from the goat, I don't know. Oh,
no,
you
I don't.
Do know. We,
no, I don't.
I just told you,
but
Allie.
But I know you're not a professional soap maker. I know that
No,
much.
But my girl.
I know you're learning.
My girlfriend is a pro amateur? No, she's
pro amateur.
So wait, okay. Well, hold on then.
Thank you very much.
Hold on. If you're not gonna,
but I'm not going to use it, so I'm going to have to give it back.
If you're not going to try the soap.
How many of these did you make?
Seven different flavors. We have one. Okay.
But how many bars?
Oh my God. We have three bars of each at our house. I've got a bag for you. I got a bag for Riggs. I got a bag for my girlfriend's mom. I have a bag for my mom. I have a bag for our boss. I have
Stop.
A bag for her
oh,
boss.
You're giving these to everybody?
We're just trying to give them away and let people know that, hey, this is some homemade stuff for you. Is this the wrong move?
No, you get, go ahead.
No, the look on your face said otherwise, though. The look on your face
you
that the audience can't see.
Hold on, though.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me, you just told me that two people in the room, me and Riggs, will not use the soap you made. Yet you made gift bags for all these people you think are going to use it.
I did not
Did you think about that a little?
Do you think I actually went and made all the gift bags? No, my girlfriend
She's
did.
She's being thoughtful.
Yes, very thoughtful. Do you think I had any inkling that this might happen?
Yes.
Which is why I waited from Monday to Friday. I did not tell her. Of course I didn't tell her. I just forgot it. I don't know what happened.
Gibbons. Well, I'm proud of you guys for learning how to make soap. That's impressive.
I still
like the smell of the cucumber.
If you don't want the soap, then you're not going to want the laundry detergent or the fabric softener. Or
no,
the shampoo.
Did you make counter cleaner that's very green,
The
too?
Counter cleaner. We've got lotion. We've got actual, like, liquid hand soap. I mean, and this isn't for a side hustle. This is just a hobby. This is just a hobby for my girl and
well,
me.
Well, if you guys are enjoying it, that's all that matters. Then you can't be offended when I give the soap back.
Okay, no.
So Gibbons and his girlfriend's made homemade soap, and I said, oh, somebody's calling. Hit the phone.
Oh, God.
And I said, no offense,
Four,
but...
one.
I said, no offense, but I can't use your homemade soap.
Now, Allie, do you want all of everything that you're saying to be rationalized right now?
Yeah.
You know how I told you I cut my thumb earlier in the week? I told you guys that it was
with
a health
of the
cheese
grater, and I made fun of you for using a cheese grater. Is that what was really going on?
I used a cheese grater, but it was to grate the soap. So maybe a part of me is in that soap bar right there.
Gibbons.
Hey, listen. I'm just trying to help the environment and help my friends.
And this is why I don't want your soap. You just told me you grated your skin off into the...
I probably shouldn't have said that.
Oh, God.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. Riggs and Allie, rewind.
I'm like, where'd my headphones go?
I mean, I know it's Friday and it's the end of the show, but you still got to wear the headphones
like,
for the love of God.
Where are they? 103.7
What's
Kiss
happening?
FM. Happy Friday. I can't
Damn
say it enough.
Straight.
I'm so happy.
Mm-hmm.
And it is Riggs and Allie, which is me and Gibbons today. So, Gibbons.
Yes.
What did you learn on the show today?
I've been giggling all morning because I learned on the show today that Allie, who is the queen of awkward situations,
big time.
Was in a situation that even she thought was super awkward. And
even
after,
I made myself cringe afterwards.
But after you made the thing awkward, which you'll tell us about in a second, a person we work with made it even more awkward.
Yeah.
It was just one giant ball of awkwardness. What the hell happened?
I saw a hot cop yesterday.
Yes.
Like the hot cop. I'd seen him before.
Mm-hmm.
I call him hot cop. I go, hey, hot cop. He was at my Wisconsin Dell stop. He goes, do you remember me? I go, hell yeah, you're the hot cop.
Mm-hmm.
And then he goes, you look different. I go, well, I lost 150 pounds. He goes, holy. And he's just staring like, and people can't believe it. You know, they just stare at me because I look like a different person.
Mm-hmm.
So then afterwards, we took a picture and I said, hey, do you want to merge our faces together and see what our kid would look like? And then I went, oh, I've crossed the line.
Oh.
And then I kept going with the awkward stuff. And then our coworker said, Allie. And then our coworker said to the cop, Allie's single now, you know.
Uh-huh.
And then I was like, oh, God. And it got more and more awkward. And then our coworker said, shut up, Allie. You're making it awkward. I'm like, you're the one who brought up me being single.
So much awkwardness.
So much awkwardness.
So little time.
But what did I learn on the show?
What'd you learn?
I learned that Gibbons has been secretly making soap and hiding it from us because he was because he knew we weren't going to take it. And what I mean by that is, he said his girlfriend kept going, you forgot the soap every day. And he was like, oh no. But now I'm realizing you forgot it on purpose.
No.
Did
no.
you or not?
The last 2 days, yes. But the first 2 days, I legit forgot. And then I was like, they're not going to use it.
Well, I said, thank you. I think it's great you're making soap, but I'm not using someone's homemade soap. That's my personal... I have a skincare routine, people.
Allie was 100% real and honest. And we had another coworker come in.
So everybody that said I was a jerk for being honest, let me present to you what it looks like when somebody's being nice. When someone's being nice, I think it hurts more because another coworker came in and said, oh, that's cool. I'll use the soap.
Yep.
He went to the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
He used the soap on his hands, the coworker.
Comes
he
back.
He came back. Let me tell. It's what I learned, Gibbons.
Okay.
He says, Allie, how does it smell? Holds his hand out.
Yep.
And I'm like, dude, smells great. He's like, right? And then he hands the soap back to Gibbons that he's already used in the bag and said, here you go. You can have this. So he didn't even want it.
The dude sang
it
the praises
so
of the
soap. It was so obvious he didn't want it. He said, it's great. Then he handed it right back to you.
And that could have been Allie, but Allie kept it real and was like, I'm not going to use this. Cool, so here, take it back.
Would you rather me say, I'm not going to use this, please take it back? Or would you rather Dave down the hall use it and then give it back to you used and say, but it's great?
I would rather you keep it real. Sometimes keeping it real goes wrong for sure, but I would rather you keep it real.
Sides.
That was exactly that. I'm like, Dave.
You literally saw what it would look like for someone who was nice and someone who just straight out said, I don't want it.
So, I mean, Riggs wasn't even here today, and I got Riggs' reaction to what it would have been. Exactly the same thing.
Yes, he would have said, thank you, that's so nice. You totally want to take this back now?
Yeah, man.
But I get it. You guys want to make soap? Go for it.
Saving money, my girlfriend says.
Yeah, well.
Better for the environment.
I thought you liked it.
I love it so much.
Oh, hell, Gibbons.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com.